Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another off-grid podcast with Tanda Ranch. My name is Thomas, and I am just one part of Tanda Ranch, my significant other. Like I've said, she does not really care to be on a podcast, and that's all fine and dandy. But anyway, I haven't done a podcast in a few months, and there's been a lot of changes in our off-grid property out in Arizona. We decided to kind of get away from the off-grid lifestyle for the time being. We plan on, well, we moved back to Houston. That's the best way to put it. We moved back to Texas, and I took up a job driving a truck over the road. And we have an apartment back in Houston. So we went on ahead, decided to get away from the off-grid lifestyle. However, we do plan on going back out to it probably within the next year. The biggest problem was out there is the weather conditions and stuff like that. And my job, you know, if you go out and you live off grid, ideally, especially if you're in a situation where you don't have very well maintained roads, and for the most part, they are when the weather is fine, the roads are not an issue. But when the weather, you know, is raining a lot, the snow, it does some damage to the roads for the most part, but I say for the most part, it's not that bad when it snows or freezes. It's bad when it rains. And it makes it difficult to get to and from work. So while we were out there, you know, we went out there, we're financing our property out there. We were financing our building that we lived in. And we have to also take care of animals and stuff like that. And that requires us to go into town with the cost of everything. It was kind of a twofold thing. The cost of feed, water, and everything else was going up. I wasn't able to make it to work all the time. And so, you know, with the loss of income and the price increases of everything out there, along with the bills that we had to do or take care of, it became increasingly difficult to the point where it in my mind, it wasn't working. Now, were there some options? You know, hindsight's 20/20. There was some options. Like, I could have probably left and taken this job or a truck driving job over the road, and we could have taken care of all the stuff, whereas I wouldn't have to come and go off on and off the property very much. Like I had mentioned, we live 16 miles off the pavement. So, you know, there's a lot of mileage in between the pavement and our property where things can and will do oftentimes go wrong. So there's situations like that. So when we moved back to Texas, we were originally going to just say, you know what, to hell with it. We're going to give up on off-grid living. But we got back to Texas, and I stayed home for about the first month or so. And then I went and, you know, I'd already applied for jobs. I knew I was going to have a job. It was just a matter of sitting it out, making sure my medical stuff went through for my driving, job verifications and stuff like that. So that wasn't going to be the issue. But we got back, and we ended up back where we used to live before. But when you live off grid, you kind of get there's a part of your mind that you can kind of let, I ain't going to say check out, but you live a different lifestyle out there. Every day is an accomplishment. And every day you're doing it at your speed, at your pace. And there is a sense of, you know, ownership to what you're doing out there. You know, and as difficult as it was and stuff like that, I think we found more peace and solace in what we were doing out there than what we are in Houston, in that area, down near the coast. And it's just down in that area like that. If you are used to living in that rat race, if you're used to living in a highly dense area of people, which we kind of were, that's all fine and dandy. But when you get away from that and you realize there's a lot more to life, you know, than just being a part of, you know, the population that, you know, gets up and goes to work every day, it kind of sucks, honestly. At least that's my opinion. There are some perks to it. I mean, it's nice to have World Market like 2 miles away. It's nice to have all the grocery stores and stuff right next door, all that stuff there. But, you know, there's a certain point, like, when we lived out in Arizona and I got off of work, it took me 45 minutes to get home. That 45 minutes was probably when I could get home and was able to drive down the dirt roads and stuff. You know, we lived off-grid out onto a ranch. It was some of the most peaceful time that you could have, and you knew that when you got home, you could kind of let your mind go, and you didn't have to worry about neighbors banging on the walls. You didn't have to worry about sirens going off. Literally the biggest traffic jam I had in Arizona when we were at were cows on the way. I just had to, you know, honk my horn and they would move. Cows, deer, elk, all that stuff. But, so I think when we go back out there in a year or so, we're going to take a different approach. Our approach last time was get out there, get our building, let's get some animals, let's start working on trying to be self-sufficient and all that stuff. And I think at the time when we went out there, that was feasible because the weather was good. The cost of the animals wasn't as high because the price of hay had gone up. The price of water has gone up. And that's where it really started to get us. We went from spending about $100 a month on just water to $400 a month within a matter of 6 months. And same thing with hay. Like the price of hay when we first got out there was, I believe, about $13.99 a bale. And by the time we left there, it had gone up to $23 a bale. So those are all things that you have to consider when you have a lot of animals. And I say a lot. To us, it was a lot. There's people out there who have whole giant herds of animals. And so when we left out there, we ended up giving away our goats to a lady out there, her and her husband, who used to own a goat farm or have something to do with goats. And we do keep in touch with them because, honestly, the goats, they become almost like family. And, you know, if you're going to use them for dairy purposes, that's fine. But if you plan on slaughtering your goats and stuff like that for meat, it's kind of tough when you're not used to that. And so that was something that we had to consider as well whenever we had animals out there. But we gave away our goats. We sold all of our chickens, turkeys, rabbits, ducks, all that stuff. We did give away some of that stuff, but for the most part, we got rid of all that just because the cost of feeding them was like through the roof expensive. When we first got there, it wasn't too bad. But I think next time when we go out there, our plans are to own our building or have our land paid off so we can eliminate some of the cost. You know, maybe acquire a second building so we can make an at-home like office so we can work at home. You know, there's Starlink and other types of, you know, wireless internet that you can get even living off-grid. And I think that's going to be our long-term goal, is to get set up so that way we can do something like that. So that way, you know, even if you're only making $15 to $20 an hour living off-grid, if you don't have to pay the, quote, go-into-town tax every day, you know, you're still saving money. You're making a pretty decent living, even living off-grid. But that's what I think what our goals are going to be. We do plan on getting animals again. I don't think we will get as many animals. And any animals that do become reproductive, like our ducks, chickens, and stuff like that, we'll be looking to sell those as well, you know, to keep extra cash coming in to help pay for feed and stuff like that, instead of, you know, kind of growing it. Like, as two people or three people, you don't need 30 chickens to produce eggs. That's one of the things we had, is we had a bunch of chickens, a bunch of ducks, and we had more eggs than we knew what to do with. When we were giving away eggs, we were giving away goat milk. We had a deep freezer full of goat milk, and we couldn't, you know, raw goat milk is absolutely delicious, and we would give it away. Yeah, you can sell it, but it's a touch and go thing with selling like raw materials or raw milk and stuff like that. So you have to be very careful. You can't sell it for, quote, human consumption. But, you know, I drank the raw goat milk all the time and never had an issue with it. I prefer that over regular cow's milk. But, you know, out there we had, you know, I think 7 or 8 goats. You need really maybe, I mean, you have to have at least two goats. One goat will drive itself nuts. They're herd animals. So you have to have two or three goats at a minimum. You know, you could probably get away with, you know, five or six chickens because, I mean, who the hell eats, you know, 30 eggs in a day unless you're doing some crazy diet. Same thing with, you know, duck eggs and turkey eggs. You know, we were literally at one point probably producing anywhere between 20 eggs a day, and we just, it's hard to keep up, you know. You can only eat so much stuff when it comes to eggs and milk. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that we're going to change when we go back out there. Our processes have to be tried and true, and, you know, try not to get too far over our skis, so to speak. So I think that's what our goal is going to be. And then I will take up a job out there again. I'm hoping to get hired back on at the place that I was working at. They told me that when I left there, not to worry about it. If I ever came back out there, I could have a job again, because I was a good employee. They understood my situation living off grid. But they also offered me many times where I could stay out for like a week at a time and then go home. And, you know, if the weather was bad or anything like that, they had no problems with hooking me up with a hotel or an option to stay somewhere. And that was a great company to work for, and I would definitely do it again. The pay wasn't like the best pay in the world, but you got to take the good with the bad. But as a truck driver, most truck driving jobs are going to be pretty good, and this one was a good job to have. So I look forward to it. I know my significant other, she absolutely looks forward to it. She, you know, coming back into the world of like the rat race where, you know, you have, you know, 30 stoplights on the next mile because there's so much traffic that has to come through, and, you know, going into the grocery store and there's 15 people all staring at the same thing waiting for you, and you don't have time to, you better know what you're getting when you go in there. You don't have time to shop. You have to go in and out. She hates it, and that's fine. I get it. Like, you know, I think I'm a little more adaptable at some things, but she is like, this is bullshit. And it is. Like, I don't think people were meant to live, you know, on top of each other. It's one thing to be social. But when you live in a place like Houston or in a major metropolitan city, people don't care about what you are doing. They are, it feels like people are out to take care of themselves, and that is about it. Sure, you may have your friends, and that's fine, but the 80,000 other people that live within 2 miles of you could give two craps less about you. When we lived off grid, there was an awesome community out there. We only had one real issue with one person. Other than that, I mean, everybody out there would, anyone would help you. It didn't seem to faze anyone. They would help you, and you never felt obligated to, you know, you were never in someone's debt. You never felt obligated that you had to do something for someone. But the difference was, is out there, when you live on an off-grid property and you live in an off-grid somewhat community, everyone out there is like-minded. So if someone helps you, you know, you have to be thankful that they help you. Whether you get along with them or not, is they're all on the same boat with you. You know, we're all out there trying to help each other and survive. So if they help you, it's not that you're obligated, but if someone asks you for help, you're real quick to say, yeah, man, no problem. I'll help you out. You know, and really that's been like the best way to build friends out there. Like, we've had friends, me and my significant other, we've had friends forever. You know, my best friend I've had for 37 years is my best friend, but I hardly ever talk to him, you know, but I tell you what, there's people out there that I talk to every day that I can get along with, and it's a good community out there. So it's a unique community. It takes all walks of life to live out in an off-grid area. You know, you have some people out there who have got checkered past, who are just trying to start over, who are just trying to get away from everything, you know, and there's people out there who just have had a good life who want something different, you know. And there's people out there who, you know, want to do their own thing. And that's awesome. Like, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. That's the best way to put it, is you get out there, and not everybody does the same thing when it comes to living off-grid. Some people live in RVs. Some build their own house. Some people have portable buildings brought in. Some people will try living in, like, tents out there or in a yurt. I wouldn't recommend that because it's windy out there. But you might end up in New Mexico. But that's kind of how it is. And, you know, so just wanted to give y'all an update on what's going on. I will try again to get back onto doing this. I'm currently up near New York City, actually, or I will be going in towards New York City. I'll be going into Linden, New Jersey, right on the border of New York City and New Jersey. But now that I'm out over the road and I've got a little bit of time to sit here and chit chat and stuff like that, I'll try to check back in with everybody. But hey, y'all take it easy. Have a good day, and see you on the flip side. Maybe we'll see you out there off grid. Later.